As the president makes his case for another term, one of his biggest challenges is the ongoing housing crisis. And Charlotte, host of this week's convention, has been hit especially hard. The city and surrounding county have the highest foreclosure rates in the state, and many thousands of homes there are now worth less than the mortgages on them. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, that has many in Charlotte and around the country wondering why politicians on both sides aren't talking more about the issue.
Mike Shane and 40 other homeowners bust from Detroit to protest at this convention, here in the long shadow of Bank of America's skyscraping headquarters.
Oh, yeah, my neighborhood's devastated by foreclosures. I live on a block that at one time, 7 out of 19 houses were in foreclosure.
Shane and others from the Moratorium Now Coalition want President Obama to use his powers to halt foreclosures.
I'm underwater. I owe $120,000, and houses... One or two houses for me are selling now for $10,000 to $20,000.
Shane, an engineer for an automaker, says his beloved city has gone to waste as housing prices fell and people lost their jobs. With the presidential candidates more or less mum on the subject, he says he's still searching for someone to vote for.
I'm actually quite disgusted with both parties. I think they're captive of the big banks and the financial interests of this country.
Shane is current on his mortgage, but here in Charlotte, a few miles away, Jessica Sanchez's family faces worse circumstances. Her family is hosting a barbecue to raise money and awareness. Jessica has spina bifida and other medical problems that keep her confined to a wheelchair, which means this house had to be customized when her parents bought it a dozen years ago. She shows me the ramp to the ranch-style house and her bedroom, which also required changes to meet her needs.
It didn't have big doors because they were, like, small. My wheelchair couldn't fit.
For the last year, Jessica's Spanish-speaking parents have relied on her English translations to help fight to keep their home. The Sanchez's fell behind on their mortgage, paying her medical bills, and now the bank is preparing to foreclose.
My mom and dad are trying to fight with the bank. Well, they won't take it away because we owe $20,000. They want $20,000 by September 14th.
So far, they've raised just over $400 selling food and washing cars. At 17, Jessica Sanchez has become a teen expert, conversant in the family's mortgage and personal finances.
We pay the house, or we pay my medical bills and my medicine, or we buy food because we can't do everything at the same time.
To Jessica, Washington, D.C. is a place she visited on a school trip in fifth grade. She fondly recalls Ford's Theater and the Lincoln Memorial. But for her, Washington is not the place where solutions are found to her family's dire housing situation. And that brings her to tears.
Every family in the United States should be living in a home, under a roof, not on the roads, asking for money.
Outside on the porch, fellow Charlotte resident David Johnson is here in solidarity with the Sanchez family. Johnson has had sporadic work since losing his construction job 2 years ago. He says his bank wouldn't modify a loan he could no longer afford unless he fell behind on payments. So he did. But the new payments were still too high, and now his family stands to lose their home in November, just after the presidential election.
The Obama administration didn't do what they needed to do. They put programs together and they put them out there. They just didn't put enough controls on it where it made a difference in my personal situation. So, yes, that will affect my vote in November for sure.
At the same time, Johnson says, it's not as though Republican Mitt Romney is discussing housing either.
I don't hear it being talked about nearly enough.
Johnson appears weary and flinches when he talks, as if my questions hurt him physically. He says his children are appalled he talks about the issue at all. Johnson says he recently found construction work, but even that is bittersweet.
The only thing that's getting funded to be built is apartment houses. And you know why that is? It's for all the people that are getting foreclosed on, and that's a shame. That's a shame.
Johnson is just one of 14 million homeowners across the country who are underwater. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Charlotte.